The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Cool, tank, headshot, sit down, stand up, tank, pass out, tank, wake up, tank, baby, tank, wake up, tank, baby, tank, cool, tank, headshot, sit down, stand up, tank, pass out, tank, wake up, tank, baby, tank.
Hey, what's up, wine hoes? How y'all doing? How you doing? You know who this is, in case you don't. This is So So Lovely, co-host of the Bad and Boozy Podcast, a.k.a. Sadiddy Snack. I had another name this week for something that... Oh!
What was it?
A.k.a. Titty Perkins.
Shout out to me, only half getting the reference because y'all know I ain't watched it before.
It's
but
tricky.
I think the word enough to figure out what's happening.
It's 4 days later. I'm still shooketh. I tell y'all.
Y'all got me interested in waiting to see what was popping. Y'all know I wait till the season end and I binge watch.
That other voice that you hear in the background, in case you don't know, it's my co-host, Deja Ali. Say what's up to the peoples, D.
What's up?
Well, it feels like it's been forever since we've talked to you, but it's just really been forever since we recorded.
Since we recorded with each other. I'm about to say, hold up, it's been a long time since we talked to y'all. No, it's been a long time since we talked to each other.
Yes. So, welcome back. Thank you for... tuning in, liking, subscribing, commenting, leaving feedback. We appreciate that so much. Thank y'all for the ones that actually tweet us and tweet us back. We love Twitter, y'all. So, you know what? Shoot your shot at us on Twitter. We'll be we following back for now, but once we get to a certain amount, it's going to be a wrap. So I suggest you go ahead and get in there. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
I was just listening to our episode today when you said that. And I was like, because when we blow up, we ain't following y'all back. But while I listened to the episode, just as I finished, I did the application for the Spotify thing.
Yes.
And so, but I'm like finishing that up. And here you said, well, because when we blow up, I'm just saying. I felt like it might have been a sign.
It's a sign. I hope they let us both in, because if they only let one of us in, I'm going to be tight.
No, the good thing about that, I figure it should increase our chances, because the good thing about if they like your idea, if you get to be one of the last three people, they going to fund your pilot regardless. The pilot don't necessarily say it got to be just you.
Mm-hmm.
It don't say it gotta be just you. It'd be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I feel like it double well chances.
I don't even care about that. Just fly me to Chicago. That's it.
I know that's right. That's what I really want to do. Like, can I get a trip?
Yeah, so I could be like, do you think about me now and then? Oh, because I'm coming home again. I love that song. Chris Martin and Kanye, for some reason, actually worked. But Chris Martin and Jay-Z don't work, because I don't like that.
Oh, that's who one is? Chris Martin. Y'all know I'm beyond.
Yes. That's I love that song.
I recognize that as a Kanye song, but y'all know I wouldn't have known who the fuck was on it.
Terrible. Well, if y'all know how we like to start our show off, right, we like to recap our week, but we've had a lot of shenanigans lately. So, yeah, both of our birthdays have passed, but it's still Aries season. Gang, gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
The gang is strong. So, Deja, what you trying to uncork this week?
Listen, I ain't going into all the details because it's way too much, but just know I had a fabulous birthday. Pretty sure I gained like a little couple pounds or two, but it was worth it all. My birthday was on a Wednesday, so I took like that Wednesday. My birthday was the Wednesday before Easter, so I took Wednesday off and then the rest of the week. So every day it was like some friend like feeding me, whether it was lunch or dinner, and buying drinks and stuff like that. Then I had a real good old house party at my house when niggas just came over. We ate good, we drank good. Niggas stocked my bar, and because I'm sitting here looking at about, I got a smooth 14 or so bottles of wine and a couple bottles of liquor sitting right here, and some beer still in the fridge. So I'm like, yes, niggas came through. So I had a good old time, but I also simultaneously got new running shoes, because a bitch can't be drinking all this wine and beer without without moving around. I was getting a little lazy, but no, I tried out my new running shoes today, and I was like, I'm back. But yeah, other than that, I just been living my good old alcoholic life. With all of one day we're going to do an episode with like wine accessories, but I got a lot of wine accessories to fuel my shenanigans for my birthday. Like I can't wait to use my bracelet flask for wine in the woods. I have been using, I got like a little shower caddy thing that can hold your beer can or your wine glass. I didn't use that in the shower. I be out here.
Yeah,
I be out here. So yeah, had a good old bad boozy birthday. You know, the shenanigans still going on. But and then coming up, the other thing with my running is coming up. It'll be after this show airs, so I'll tell y'all about it next time. But I have a 10K race coming up to try to get me back into my running and shit. But this will be the fifth year I did this particular 10K. There's a restaurant here in Maryland and Columbia called Clyde's, and they do this 10K annually. Now, even though you are running and it's a hilly course, me and my girlfriend that does do it every year, like, we're reminded that there's like a whole ass buffet and beer at the end. So y'all know I like to include my drinking shenanigans with my fitness shenanigans. Yes. So I'm looking forward.
I mean, is there any other way to do it?
Listen, if I done ran 6 miles on some hills and shit, I deserve a little beer, maybe a little pasta salad at the end. And after I done got up to run at 8 o'clock in the morning, so you know, it's a good balance. But what have you been up to, my dear?
Well, you know, the Super Bowl for Christians was last week. That was Easter.
Yeah.
So a bit was big, busy and booked the whole weekend in preparation of, I was really tired after that. I had a professional singing engagement this week where I got paid. So that was fun. We actually sang background for Andra Day, which I'm really excited about.
I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, so y'all should be hearing, if y'all hear Andra Day singing and she has like a backup track with a choir, you might be able to hear my voice. I'm just saying. yeah, and then my birthday was this week. And as you can tell, I am a little bit sick. I was really bad yesterday. But you know what? I've just been really fighting that. I too received some wine accessories that I can't wait to open. But shout out to the big homie who got me my toe socks, because that has really been blessing me. I love the socks where your toes are separated, because I like to wiggle my toes. And as soon as I opened it, I screamed. I was like, yes! And then rainbow color. Oh, y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't know. But shout out to everybody who supported us and put some respect on our respective Amazon wish lists, and everybody who said what's up and happy birthday. So we really appreciate y'all. Yeah, so pretty much my week has just been not full of liquor. Even though I did have orange wine on Easter, I did want to report on that. I'm not reviewing it, but I want to say, put it out there. Y'all need to go ahead and try it, because orange wine is hitting. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, and I actually bought some, they had a Stella Rosa, like a mango one. And I brought it to my mom's for Easter, because them niggas like Stella Rosa. And I didn't even get a chance to try it, y'all, because they opened it and drank it without me. So I'm a little mad.
Shout out
to
me having Stella Rosa right before we recorded, because my that's what my brother brought me to the house today.
Oh, he's so sweet.
And then his girlfriend goes, oh, I should have checked before before he bought that. Because I know you don't like juice, because she listened to the show. And I said, I ain't hating. I said, I was like, this one do actually taste good. I'm not hating on it. But I told my brother, don't forget, though, next time you try and pick out wine, check the alcohol content. But I was like, but this tastes good, though. I'm not fronting. He goes, you just drank that whole bottle. I was like, bruh, because it's juice. Like, oh, we were just sitting here chilling. Of course I could drink the whole bottle while y'all was visiting. But it was good. It was the black one.
Okay.
It was good.
Yeah, so shout out to that. Yeah, it's pretty much us uncorking our recent shenanigans, which opens up to another part of the show called Sip or Spit. And I don't know, I'm just feeling this sickness got me feeling extra saucy today. So if I'm not all like high energy and all that stuff, please forgive me, y'all. I'm under the weather, but it is what it is. I'm here to give y'all some content nonetheless, so hold off your judgment, okay, wine hoes.
Don't just me, judge your mama.
Exactly. Sip or Spit is a part of the show where we review our recent wine findings. So, Dee, what are you reviewing today?
So, because it was National Beer Day yesterday, I'm going with beer. And I'm also going with a stout, since I tasted some stouts. I was gifted a couple different stouts for my birthday. And I'm not going to go with the fancy one, but if you guys refer back to our episode 19 with Deidre from Craft Beer Killers, she was talking about like this $35 bottle of beer. I don't know if she mentioned that one specifically on the show, but there was this like Mexican biscotti cake, some shit that she suggested. And I did actually buy that one on my birthday. It was $40 for the bottle. And I like tasted it and shared it with my friends. Now, that's not what I'm tasting today, but that bourbon, it was a bourbon barrel aged stout. So that kind of set the mood for me wanting to try some more stouts. So on yesterday was National Beer Day, and I was like, oh shit, I got some. One of my friends, Ashley, got me a little beer, she called it my birthday Easter basket, and it was like a couple different stouts and like some Easter candy and cards and like some little trinkets and stuff. So I was like, oh, this would be a good time to drink something, to try something in that bag that she got me. So the one that caught my attention was this one called Dragon's Milk. It was called Dragon's Milk Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout by New Holland Brewing Company. When I first posted a picture of this one, a couple of the wine hoes was like, no, you need to get that. Like, they was, like, super co-signing. And I know I like IPAs. Also, I'm reading a bottle, and it's like, the first thing, other than, like, the actual label and the name being Dragon's Milk, it was like 11% ABV. Ooh. For just a regular ass 12-ounce bottle of beer. So I'm like, oh, what this hitting on? So after I was adulting and shit, I decided like somebody told me it would be good, like not quite room temperature, but not too cold. So even though I had it in the refrigerator, I set it out for a little bit. And I poured it in my little glass. And when I tasted it, I took that first sip and I was just like, ooh, like it was perfect. It did not disappoint. Like, I just wanted to start dancing around the house. Like, what's my homegirl and the Sound of Music? Remember when she was in the field, just the hills alive and shit. She just spinning around. Don't get twisted. I do shit like that in my house when I'm in here by myself. My neighbor upstairs probably the fuck. So it was really good. Now, if you like stouts, you will like it. If you are not a coffee, roasty type of person, you're not going to like it. It was really dark and toasty. It was heavy. It's kind of thick, not like syrupy thick, but it was thick. So I would say it's like your mouth. It was like a full mouth feel. It gave me, I put on my delectable, since it was aged in the bourbon barrel, and you kind of tasted and felt that 11% after like two sips, like you don't, it's not lost on you that this beer is like not only the taste and flavor is like very complex, like the alcohol, like, oh, we here, like we, this beer came to play. And I put it, it gave me the warmth and familiarity of the barrel aged barrel. Like, I'll take that anytime. So it was like, you can really taste the fact that it was like aged in a bourbon barrel. It was a little sweet for some stouts, but to me, that kind of just reminds you of like, let's say if you like different coffee drinks, that's like mocha or maybe like a caramel mocha, something that might have like a little of a sweeter side, because there was notes of vanilla and caramel, and it was real subtle, but I was here for it. It was like tall, dark, and handsome, just like I like my men. Hey. like I was like, I don't need a nigga if like niggas disappoint, but this bottle of beer did not. So I only had that one bottle, but this will definitely be one that I go like looking for. But I don't know if I want to like share it with a guest though. So I wouldn't take this to nobody's house unless it was like a friend that I really fuck with and I just wanted to share it with them. But if I just got invited to the function and I got to bring something, I'm not just bringing it to the auntie's cookout. You know what I'm saying? It got to be one of my good homies and I'm going to share this 11% with. And I could imagine it tasting really good if you like like a really good vanilla ice cream, or even drinking this kind of as a dessert. Because like I said, it's not super sweet, but if you just need like a little sweet, like after dinner or something, I could see it in it. So this, again, is New Holland Brewing Company, and it's called Dragon's Milk. Also, I just love a fun name and label. Yes. And that was amazing. I before I drank it, I was talking to my little brother, and I was telling him this is what I'm tasting. He was like, nigga, what? And I was like, yeah, Dragon's Milk. And when the bottle just say pairings, pair it with red meat, smoked foods, balsamic, rich cheese and dark chocolate. Oh. And I happen to be eating these pork tacos with it. So that was really good. It was really good. So yeah, I'm definitely giving this a big old sip, and I would definitely suggest, niggas, I put my review up on Delectable if you want to see my more details of it. But yeah, I like this. It's Dragon's Milk.
There you go. I'm with the shits. I'm with the shits. What I had this week, because I was celebrating the fact that I'm leaving my current workplace, going to another one. Hey. So I had to get me some sparkling wine. And mm-hmm. I remember when I used to work at a bank, I had a customer who told me about this almond sparkling wine. And I've been seeing it ever since then. So it's literally been like 7 years that I've been looking at this bottle and I never purchased it. It is from Wilson Creek. It's just simply called Almond. And it is an 11% ABV. The description is a unique sparkling wine with a hint of almond flavor. For more than a decade, this sparkling wine has become not only popular for celebrations, but the favorite choice for any occasion. And it is neither dry nor sweet. It is very, very right in the middle. The flavor, it is an almond flavor. And when I think of almonds, or when I think of almond flavored things, I think of like almond cookies and things of that nature. And like even almond milk, how it's a little bit sweeter. This wasn't that. And like it says, it is a hint of almond. It's not like you're gonna miss it if you taste it, but it's not overwhelming or overpowering. It's just slightly nutty in flavor, but it is pleasant. There is this not big bubbles. It's like a smaller bubble in this, so I don't know exactly which style this was. This particular sparkling wine was made. It is pretty local to me. It's from Temecula. Meet me at Temecula. Another
that
reason why I got it.
That will never not be funny.
Never.
That will never not be funny. Can you imagine us being like old as shit trying to explain to like the niece and nephews and grandkids with like we laughing at Meet Me in Temecula, they will be so confused.
Right, like, what are y'all talking about? Man, exactly. I actually do want to take a trip to this Wilson Creek Winery sometime soon because I was looking at their grounds and it looks really nice and it is kid friendly as well. And they have a couple of different restaurants. So I was like, this might be like a little fun day trip or whatever with the boo or whatever. So, it was, okay. As of now, my favorite sparkling wine is Cava. And this is not that, but it's not really bad. It actually is pretty good. I did review it on Delectable, and I think I gave it like an 8.5. It is tasty. It is lightly effervescent. It is strong. I think I did fall asleep whilst drinking this. But I wanted a little bit more almond flavor. I'm not gonna lie. I was disappointed that it wasn't like.
Oh, yeah. That's disheartening.
Yeah, because you know somebody's been telling you. Oh,
if
man.
If you say that, I'll be thinking like I. Like, just based off your description, I was expecting to hear more almond. Like, it's almondy. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not almondy at all. It's just like a whisper of almond, if I can describe it. But, it is tasty. It's neither dry nor sweet. Excuse me. And you know what? I like my little sweeter, I like the sweetest side of the sparkling wine. So, that's another reason why it's not all the way a good girlfriend, so to speak. But you know what? She's cool for the kickback. She's cool for any type of function where you may be celebrating and you want to do something a little different. I would not use this to make mimosas or anything like that. You would definitely want to have this alone so that the almond flavor wouldn't be further diluted with like any food or dessert or anything. So I wouldn't say that it's a dessert wine or an aperitif. I'll just say, you know what? If you need a toast to something or you just want to celebrate, you want to pop a bottle, this is a good thing to have. So, it's a sip, but sip slowly so that you can really savor and get the flavor because the finish is light. Like, literally, it's like that. So, it doesn't linger on the tongue. It's not a big mouth feel. Excuse me. It's just literally like, I dang near want to say it's like drinking a soda. It's just like, you know. It's gone. So.
Dang.
Yeah, man.
So don't hang around.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure people love it because it was like everything that I've seen where people are like ranting and raving about it. And I'm like, it was cute. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was like, okay. That's basically how I feel about it. It's still a sip because it wasn't nasty. It was tolerable. It was actually quite tasty, but it just wasn't, it didn't live up to the hype for me. So that's why I said sip it slowly because for me it's a hesitant sip. Had I known nothing about it going into it, it would definitely be like, okay, yeah, this is a certified sip. But because everybody that I talked to have been like
they hyped it up.
Big upped it for so long. Like when I got it, it was kind of like I Am Legend. Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm assuming that's true.
I Am Legend is a Will Smith movie that looks so good.
I didn't know it was Will Smith. I just didn't know what that nigga did.
Yeah, it looks so good, and it had the makings of being something great, but in the end, it was a big letdown. This wine is I Am Legend.
Damn. This wine is niggas. But anyway. Like, no, let me stop. But you mentioned trying to go visit that... the brewery, winery where yes. Your wine was made, and that did make me remember to mention, hopefully I'll be able to report back sometime this season, that for my birthday I was gifted a Maryland wine pass. Ooh. So a bunch of the wineries in Maryland, there's a wine pass that gives you like discounts, either tastings or percentages off the bottles or access to certain merch and different events with all the wineries that participate. And I periodically just pop into some tastings and stuff around the state. in my local area, but of course I have more incentive to do so now that we're recording the podcast. And now with my Maryland Wine Pass, if I look and see like a certain situation is popping on a tasting or whatever, so I'm looking forward to maybe just like a random Sunday stopping somewhere for a tasting. So let me see, let me put this Maryland, it's for the whole year, so let me see what this Maryland Wine Pass hitting on. So hopefully I'll be able to when we uncork and shit, I'll be able to give y'all some findings.
I'm trying to look up and see if they got a California wine pass. They have a priority wine pass.
Yeah, I've heard of this pass before, because one time I was looking for like wineries in Maryland. So it's this site where it says Maryland Wine Trails. So it's not, of course, it's not like a big state like California, but and then even in Virginia they got more wineries. But it's like a nice little, okay, on this side of the state, if you follow this route, you can hit this 6 wineries going up this way or whatever. So we've done that before in like Maryland and Virginia or whatever. And I'm like, well, you know, this will be a cute little way to get to know, get a little more familiar with the local wineries. And there's a couple that I know because of the wine festival that I'm telling you I'm going to in May, Wine in the Woods. But I've known them because they've at the festival, but I've never specifically been to the wineries. So now I'll be purposely making it my business to just stop at the wineries. And a lot of times, even if you're not like trying to turn up, a lot of times it just be cute on like a nice spring or summer day, just go taste some wine. And since a winery or vineyard is normally like a nice outside area, you like a lot, depending on the structure or whatever, you can like go to their tasting rooms and chill. So y'all see what else popping. I've been to a few in Maryland, but it's still a bunch more that I need to check out. Hopefully my wine pass will give me an incentive to do so.
Okay.
And it'd be good to get some wines to taste, because a lot of times, and I'm sure that is with breweries and wineries and shit around the country, sometimes it's stuff that they have only in their tasting rooms that they don't sell, that they don't distribute. So there are definitely a few Maryland wineries that I like their wines, but certain ones I like, you have to get them from the winery because they don't distribute them. So let's see what I can find that the basic bitch is not getting from the store.
Shout out to our basic homies who like that Gallo.
Oh my God. I literally just commented on your Facebook status and said that I'm glad you said it, because I was thinking like Gallo.
I mean, first was the Franzia yesterday, and now Gallo today. Are y'all not listening to us when we talking about this stuff?
We had a whole ass friend with her mouth turned up to the bottle, the box of Franzia. I was like, what is happening? What did I wake up to, beloved?
They backslided.
She talked about the whiskey. She said the whiskey wasn't coming fast enough. You wait for the whiskey.
You wait. You don't do Franzia. You just wait, okay? Please and thank you.
Not only did she do Franzia, she broadcasted it after she took a big gulp straight from the box. You should have hid that to yourself.
Man, yeah, don't share that. The inquiring minds don't want to know. But yep, that pretty much was our sip or spit for the week. And as you know, sip or spit is a sponsored part of the show, and this week it is sponsored by the wonderful people over at Wink. So join us as we introduce you to the wonders of Wink. You don't hear my lie no more.
I want to, but a bitch got pride. Switching up shit is what I can't fuck with. I'm feeling you, but it's hard to get in touch with. And you ain't hit me up in a while. Acting like you don't know a number to dial. If you quit, then that's it. I'ma throw in the towel. Cause a nigga only gon' do what you allow. You don't want this gun smoke. Then a text with your nose if your thumb broke. I don't care if we get into it and I stall on your ass. But I still wake up to miss calls in your ass, nigga.
You don't hear my line no more. Oh, oh. Make it real.
wine delivered right to your door. From rosé to cabernet to torontes, Wink has over 100 styles of wine to discover. Ever try an orange wine? Because I did. Wink connects you to a world of exclusive wines tailored to your taste and delivered directly to your door. Wink delivers 4 bottles of wine to you every month with free shipping. You can pick your own bottles or let Wink choose and match to your taste. It doesn't cost a thing to become a member, and you could skip or cancel at any time. And now the listeners of the Bad and Boozy podcast can enjoy an exclusive discount of $20 off your first order. To place your first order with $20 off and to help keep our show free for you, go to our network website at cspn.us/wink. That's cspn.us/WINC. Wink wines through CSPN. Do it today. And as you recall, on the last episode that we had, Deasia reviewed her Chop Shop wine, which she said is now like her favorite, and that is found in Wink. I know you also mentioned that you had the Summer Water Rosé and it wasn't too good, but we ain't gonna focus on that. We ain't gonna focus on that. We just gonna focus on the good
but
stuff.
But the Summer Water Rosé, it wasn't too good, but I can literally say that's like the one out of all the ones I had that I'm like, Yeah, and I've got the box. But speaking of our Wink box, we're recording the day we're this is what, like the 8th? So I'm excited because my April box is coming this week, and I put 2 bottles of the Chop Shop in there.
Hey, that tells you how much
I really
likes
love
it.
That one. So I was like, I need to put 2 bottles in there this month.
Yep, so I support this. So y'all go ahead and get that Wink. And shout out to the other people who have been letting us know that they have been trying Wink and discovering new wines and finding new favorites. So shout out to y'all. Y'all make sure y'all get that Beyonce wine too. Does the Wink care of the Beyonce wine?
Did you try yours yet? Did you try it?
I just saw it at the store and I was like, ooh, look what they got.
You saw it. I didn't know if you bought it or you just saw it.
No, I was, but I was like, no, I want to try. I already had, I almost got ghetto. I had already purchased the all-in sparkling wine. So I was like, no, I don't need to purchase nothing else. I got 2 bottles at the house.
That's fine. Yeah. That's understandable.
So,
in my Wink box this month, other than the Chop Shop, I bought 2 bottles of the Cabernet. There's a Cape Root Chenin Blanc and it's called Brethren of the Row, a Gewürztraminer. So I purposely tried to get those 2 since I'm trying to get spring to come. I don't know where it's at. But I'm trying to order these white wines in hopes that spring decides to show up.
Spring is here because I'm in here in a tank top and some cut off shorts.
No, let me tell you, spring is being real disrespectful. This is Sunday, April the 8th, as we're recording, and it was, it was sunny today, so it wasn't as cold, but it was still, my hands were still cold. It was like 40 degrees, and yesterday it was gloomy, and it was cold, and we had snow flurries. Where is spring? Where are you? So I'm trying to order this white wine in hopes that it wills the spring in. But so look forward to that. And I'll have plenty of shit to review in the coming weeks since I got the Wink box. And one friend for my birthday did a mix and match 6-pack of wine. So I got like some rosé, sake, and some other, just a bunch of random shit that I'm glad I didn't choose. So it's all over the place, but I'm excited to be opening these bottles in the coming weeks.
I'm excited to hear about them.
Yeah. And I got the last episode, if you heard the voicemail from Jess, I got the Wakanda wine over here.
Yes! I can't wait for you to try it and review it.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait for that one. I'm going to do that one soon. But right now, I'm just like looking at it so pretty sitting on my wine rack.
Nice. I support this. I support all of that. You know, we're just moseying right along in the show. We're making great time this week, y'all. So we have a topic of the week, y'all. Spring is here. And when spring signals the end of cuffing season. So by now, we hope that you have made your selections, that you are happily booed up. But for some of y'all, the end of cuffing season means that you letting folks go. So you dropping folks from your roster because, you know what, spring break has happened. Hopefully you didn't get caught up on Twitter. And it's about to... And it's about to be summertime, so some of y'all don't want to be attached in the summer. I get it. You want to be free to frolic and hit the beaches of Miami and, you know, go to Ibiza or whatever y'all going to do. And you want to be unattached because, you know what, you're not supposed to bring sand to the beach. So if you broke up with somebody or you're thinking about breaking up with somebody, guess what? This episode is for you, y'all. This is the breakup episode. So we're going to discuss some of the best wines for a breakup. We do have a reference article, but then we'll also give our own, you know, based on personal experience or based on what we like, what we may think might be a good breakup wine, okay? So the article that we are referencing from this week is from our good friends over at Wine Folly. And it's funny enough, I'm looking at the date of the article. It was literally a week after Valentine's Day. They messy.
They is messy. But they be knowing they is messy. They like, this nigga ain't get you no Valentine's Day gift. Let's see.
Exactly. You might need to let him go. So, girl. Oh, she's singing with headphones on in the kitchen. So if y'all hear some singing in the background, that is my child. So
did you trick her with the spaghetti?
Yeah, I tricked her with the spaghetti. You hear that?
That's funny. I hear her. She's going in.
Destiny! Girl, I'm recording and you loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, DD.
she cares not for my shenanigans. But let's see. So, Wine Folly gives us 6 different wines for a breakup. And D and I are gonna. Oh, well, okay.
Did she drop the mic?
Slam the door, like bang. All right, then. Bye. She broke up with me. That's what she did. So Dee and I are going to tag team on these wines. The article says, for breakups suck. They might even inspire you to drink. So if you're going to drink, you might as well do it right. Here are 6 classic breakup situations and the wines to match them. So the first one is they cheated on you. It says, treat yourself to a Brunello di Montalcino. It's no. When you find out your special someone is philandering, is devastating. If you were to write your feelings down, they might start on one stream of the emotional spectrum and wind up on the other side. Either way, you're not getting back the time or energy that you spend. And there's no better way to appreciate yourself than opening a good wine just for yourself. So in this case, they think the best damn choice, their words, not mine, is Brunello di Montalcino. And it says, this Tuscan delight, so it's Italian, it's 100% Sangiovese. It's Italy's...
Yeah, I was saying that. I said, oh, they're going to give us another word that mean another word.
Exactly. I was looking at it like, okay, so it must be basically the region. Okay. So this Tuscan delight is 100% Sangiovese. It's Italy's favorite red grape. And... the name roughly translates to the blood of Jupiter. So,
ooh.
Brunello is one of those wines that needs time to open up, just like you need time to let it go. Okay. Shout out to Cardi. Okay. So, next one, go ahead.
So, the next one is you made a terrible mistake. So, this one is... they saying to try a Tanah. Most people who cheat or make other relationship breaking mistakes justify their actions so they don't feel bad about them. So if you actually feel guilt and regret, there's hope for you yet. You probably already know you have a compulsive behavior problem or other deep underlying emotional issues that caused this to happen. In either case, the road to recovery is long and hard and honestly worth every penny and every moment you spend on it. So grab a copy of Mind Hacking or Switch on Your Brain or Switch on Your Brain. Not a free Kindle download. They out of order. And a bottle of Tanah and take back control of your life. Why Tanah? The number one reason is because of the high tannins.
Ugh.
High tannins. I haven't tried this one yet, but I gotta, I don't know. The tannins be too high. I feel like I just felt the tingle in my eye. I did. The number one reason because it's the high tannins makes it hard to drink fast. Oh, so they're telling your ass to slow down because you're so impulsive. So you need to slow down and drink this wine is what they're telling you. Right now, you need a sipping wine that you can take your time with. If you're still swirling the same glass after an hour, then you've learned the hardest part of mastering challenge, which is discipline. You got this.
Hey.
So if it was your fault, if, you know what I'm saying? You made a mistake. Try that tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just looked it up. Tannat is a wine from the southwest of France, and they said it also grows in abundance in Uruguay.
Mmm. So. Well, I'll be seeing that one. I'm going to have to keep my eye on that because that is one of my ones on a list of things I have to try.
I ain't going
to
be looking for it. You see, you lost me at tannins. High tannins. Yeah,
Yeah. I mean, I'd give it a try. I mean, I might not never come back. But, you know, I'll try it.
Speaking of not coming back, this wine that we're going to get into is from When the Love is Gone. They said when the love is gone. Yes! How could you leave me on? It used to be right or wrong. Oh, hear me at the end. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. But that's the part of my song because that nigga... He get all the high notes, because at the end, he go higher than Love on Top, because he be like, oh.
I never noticed that, but you're right.
After the love, it's gone. I'm like, yes. You better modulate. Oh, you better modulate. Yes, let him use you.
I'll be
known. Let's see. And my child is still singing with the door open now. Lord Jesus.
I hear her. I thought she was singing. I thought she was jumping in the singing. I thought it was.
See, it's time for Bubbles.
That's so good for this episode.
She did, right? Maybe. Let's see. If you've actually done the deed and it's over, good for you. Yes, you had many good reasons to stay together. Kids, finances, belongings, etc. But the fact of the matter is, you need to allow yourself to love again. The hardest part of this change is sorting out the details. So start your new reality with a bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang.
And open a bottle of vintage champagne, Grand Reserva Cava, Millesimato Franc... Ooh, what? Or any sparkling that's been aged less than a while.
That's petty. I had the beginning of that and the end, but that IA in the middle fucked me up.
I'm like, Melissimato Francia Corta. I had to take my time. Let's see. Why? Aging sparkling wine on the... What?
Aging sparkling wine on the lees. What's the lees? Okay. Is that a place? A thing? A substance? What is that?
Well, aging sparkling wine develops all kinds of refined, bready, toasty, nutty notes. Exactly the type of flavor that you need to remind yourself that you are a badass.
Oh, it say lees refers to deposits of dead yeast or residual yeast or other particles that precipitate or are carried by the action of fining to the bottom of a vat of wine after fermentation and aging.
Ugh.
The yeast deposits in beer brewing are known as trub. Oh, so it's some part of the process. We ain't learned this shit. So, I was like, the leaves, what the hell?
I'm like, blood leaves on the leaves?
Right? That's what I was thinking.
I learn something new every day. So, hey, if you're moving, so you're moving on and you're ready to start over, go ahead and pop champagne.
Start with straight shots and then pop bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe leave the shots out. I don't want y'all to be just all drunk.
No.
So just pop battles.
Mm-hmm.
After the love is gone.
Yes.
So, you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Now, this is hilarious. And y'all know my heart. Speaking of my heart, shout out to the winner of the Wine Madness, Cabernet Sauvignon.
Boo! We gonna talk about that later, y'all.
We gonna go into the bracket. But after they became a massive jerk, you have to drink a classic Cabernet. It will love you back. And if y'all know me, you know that I say these niggas will disappoint, but Cabernet will not. So after they became a massive jerk and you couldn't take it anymore, Cabernet has got you, bro or babe. It started with little signs that you let them slide because you love them. Then those little things got bigger and bigger until you realized, or maybe your friends did first, that you did not, that they were not the same person. They don't love you. They don't love you. They used to. They use you. In fact, all those things you used to find cute, you now see for what they really are. They are a jerk. They are selfish. They are gross. And you deserve better.
They are fuck nigga. That's what they is.
They are a fuck nigga, basically. Time for a wine that treats you right. It's time for Cabernet Sauvignon. A great bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon is bold yet elegant, lusty yet complex. Most importantly, it ages well. Jeez, it almost sounds like the prototype of a good relationship. So listen, that hit me. That felt a little personal. low key might be part of my affinity for Cab. It might have to do with my breakup all those years ago. Oh, wow. But I don't see the lie. Spot the lie. Oh. About a Cab, even the worst Cab never let me down like these niggas do.
Never, not ever. Like I said, it's lusty, it's complex, it's bold, it's powerful, you know, it's forward. It knows what it wants. It gives you exactly what you came for. You know what I'm saying? So, yes.
Hey.
When you're dealing with somebody that's indecisive, you need to go ahead and switch it up to something that's going to give you what you want, which is Cabernet Sauvignon. Okay.
Hey.
Let's see. The next is Unrequited Love. Aww. There's something about them you want. You need. Unfortunately, they don't agree. So this is for y'all who is in the friend zone. You lusting after somebody that you can't have. This is for y'all, okay?
this one's for you.
It says, so now you're painfully alone. And the longing is the hardest part. If you think you're lonely now, ooh yeah, wait until tonight, boy. See, the only thing that will fix this situation is finding a new purpose in your life. You need perspective. You might not think it, but it's time to drink in some wisdom. For this, you want to sip vintage Boal Madeira.
The Boal
messed me up. I was like, Boal?
They called it, I looked it up earlier. It's Boal. Like that.
I'm like, is this Boaz? You need to do a Boaz. Boal, my dear. Or a 40-year-old Tawny Port or a Sherry from 100-year Solera. Whatever it is, it better be older than you. I disagree. We'll talk about this later. I disagree with that. So
I read that earlier.
Okay. There's something about consuming old wine that has a funny way of changing perspective. This is exactly what you'll need right now. And I will pause and say, that is all fine and dandy.
Okay, so it might change your perspective, but it might not be better.
I ain't gonna drink no old wine. However, I will drink some wine from old vines. So I would get an old style or old vine kind of wine.
I'm thinking from the old world.
Like Spain, France. Yeah. I can't give. You know what? You know why?
I wasn't with this one, especially when it said, a Tawny Port or a Sherry.
I don't need that. It's going to be, And plus, it's going to be expensive. Hello? 100-year-old wine? You know that ain't cheap. So, You need to save your money.
And then you're going to spend that kind of money on some unrequited love?
That's what got you in this mess in the first place.
Exactly.
No.
Romanticizing ass.
We don't co-sign that one. Don't spend all that money. No. So and D say, going with something else. Get you something either old world or old vine. How about that?
How about that? Okay.
Then D is bringing us home with number six.
And number six, you move far apart. So we're talking about a long distance breakup. Yep, it's Pink, and you know, one of our, I'm gonna say a fave, but we try to get more acquainted with which one we actually really like, and that is a rosé. So lighten up with rosé. Break up by distance. The most bittersweet of all partings is nothing anybody did. It's just circumstance. Maybe it's the end. Maybe it's not. You don't know. They don't know. You'll need something to enjoy for now, for the bad dates in a new city and an inevitable 2 a.m. Instagram stalk of your ex. You're in a situation where you can't allow yourself to live in the moment. Rosé is your wine of choice. It's cold. It's lighthearted. It's right now.
WWB, a wine with benefits.
Yes. Yes, you don't know what the future brings anyway, so why dwell? Go live your life. Go live the life that's happening all around you. Drink pink. I said drink pink. Go drink rosé.
Hey, I like that. I'm putting that on the shirt. I'm writing that down as we speak. Drink pink.
Okay. I am definitely feeling this long distance breakup. I'm definitely feeling the rosé. Like, you're like, it ain't you. It ain't me. You know, shit just happened. I fuck with you, but you know what I'm saying? You live far away. And it's not going to work for where we at right now. Maybe we'll get back together. But in the meantime, I'm going to drink this rosé.
Because this is where I'm at now.
Like, yeah, because I just got to enjoy, you know what I'm saying? Why, the right now. I like that.
You know, and right. I could kind of support that too, because like sometimes relationships just end. Like I said, it's not necessarily something that you did or the other party did. It's just y'all just grew apart. It's just like, you know, y'all are going in, y'all are two ships passing in the night. Is that what the saying is?
I don't know.
It's like y'all just drifted apart.
Some shit don't even add up. Like I fucks with you, but you know what I'm saying? You on with this page, I'm on this page. And they're not particularly matching right now. So yeah. Before we hate each other and try to pretend, let's just, you know, drink this rosé.
Yeah, right. And it's not like a hard breakup where you need to cry over a, you know, big bold bottle of wine. And it's not something that you did and you just ready to cut the cord and you just need to move on with something light. You know, it's just, you just need a little bit, something that's in between, you know what I'm saying?
And I like the rosé because sometimes, just like, you know, the saying, about the best way to get over somebody is to get under the new somebody. And it's like, rosé can be that someone that's not like, it's not a commitment. It's just like, all right, let's just fun. Let's just drink this. It's cold. Let's have, you know what I'm saying? I like it. Yeah. I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too. Yeah, so those are the wines that Wine Folly gave you. We did give you an alternative. But are there any other wines that you would suggest for a breakup, Dee?
I don't know specifically, but in general, like, if you feel like whatever your favorite is, I think you should kind of like, you know, if you're breaking up with somebody, you should be one with the things that you know that you fucked with outside of that person. So whatever that favorite wine is, that favorite beer. Now don't go drinking the favorite one that y'all was drinking together. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that. Or maybe if you turned him on to your favorite wine, maybe it's your time to go out and explore some new wines. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Let me change that. That's what I'm saying. You know, you cry your eyes out, drink your favorite wine, then put it to the side, go to some tastings and taste some new shit. And then maybe you can, as you're learning your life without this person, you can learn new wines and shit as well. New beginning.
Yep. I think that's the best time to experiment with something new. You know what I'm saying? You used to something.
It could be a fun way to distract yourself.
Yeah.
From the shenanigans that's happening in your house.
Yep. And you know what? When you're drinking those wines that you may be familiar with, they can trigger memories and things like that. You might find yourself in a place that you not necessarily want to be. So go ahead and try something new, man.
Yeah. I'm here for that.
Ooh.
And it's like mad, looks like thousands of varietals. in different places and wineries and shit. So I'm all for learning the new wines as you break up.
Yep, new wines, maybe try a new brand. Maybe if you're used to getting one particular kind of Moscato, switch it up. Get a different brand.
Yeah.
You know, choose something different. Yeah, I support all of that. I support all of that. So, yeah, y'all, that was our segment of the week. Give us some feedback. Let us know what, the last time you broke up, what did you drink? What was in your cup?
Oh, my goodness, that's a good question. What did I drink when I broke up? So, for just a little background, I've been single for a whole ass 9 years come May. But before that, I was with my high school sweetheart for 8 years. Then we finally broke up. But that was like the beginning. Before we broke up, was like the beginning of my journey of wine. So now that I think about it, I think I took my advice without even realizing it. Aww. Because I would drink different stuff with my best friend and stuff. But I don't think it was until after we broke up that I would, like one of the first little wine festivals I went to was like me and my brother just was like, let's have a sibling date. And we saw this wine festival on Groupon. And then it was like, oh, let's try these wines. Or let's stop by these tastings. So a lot of times to fill the space that I normally would fill with him, it was like, all right, let's stop at this wine shop or walk around Total Wines. That's when I first discovered the one Total Wines that's in Baltimore. It was before it was actually called Total Wines, but it's the exact same store with a different name. And I would walk around there and ask him questions and stuff. So, yeah, I think that's when I started to discover that I liked red wines and stuff. So I probably had a lot of, at first, I used to be a little, like, drinking that white Merlot and that white Zinfandel when I first was started. Then I would start drinking Cab, and so that's when I'm, like, figured out that I like Cabernet back then. So, yeah, let us know what y'all was drinking while y'all breaking up. I'm gonna drink something. I feel like I could drink something now. I be breaking up with niggas I don't even go with, though.
Oh my
gosh. I don't know how that behaved.
Well,
what about you?
I can't remember. I mean, like I can't remember what I drank, but I will say that when my ex-husband and I were together, we used to go wine tasting quite often, and I've mentioned Rideau Winery on the show. So I was actually saving the bottle of Rideau Riesling that we had bought the last time we took our trip together, which was like for the last anniversary that we celebrated. And it was sitting in my wine refrigerator chilling for years. And I finally popped that bitch open. So.
Oh, was it good?
It was damn good. It was really good.
Okay.
And I know that, you know, they say that white wine doesn't age, you know, as well as the red wine. But baby, yes, it was hitting. So I kind of felt bad for a minute because I was drinking, because I actually bought it for him. But I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I spent my money on it. We not together no more. I'm going to drink this bitch. How about that?
Oh, that's right.
I ain't going to let it go to waste. Shoot, I ain't going to drink it with nobody else.
We ain't going to talk about the Patron shots I had when me and the ex was breaking up. That's a whole different story, but we talking about wine right now.
Yeah, I was a margarita person. I'm like, yeah, I celebrated with margaritas. Like, it's over.
Yeah, I discovered, like, Patron shots, so I had plenty of those. So.
Shout out to Patrick Ronald. Yep. So that was our segment of the week, y'all. Like we said, give us some feedback. We are going to ask you that question on the Book of Faces, as well as IG, and I'll make a post for that, I'll think of something cute.
We should think of something after the maybe before, after the episode drop.
But, you know, that brings us to another part of the show, which is a fan favorite, y'all. This is where we discuss our wine hotels, y'all. And shout out to y'all being diligent and actually sending us tales. We didn't have to tell y'all we needed them, even though it's basically implied because we tell you, remind y'all every week on social media. But we didn't have to beat you up on the podcast. Keep up the good work, okay? Not yet. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Because the funny thing is, y'all tell us all the time, oh, I'm about to go out drinking, or, oh, man, I had a crazy night drinking. And we like, okay, send us some tales. And then y'all like, I'm going to send them.
Mm-hmm.
Where they at, though?
A.K.A. Boss Man. I know you probably listening to this.
You. Shout out to the plug. Shout out to the head honcho, the head nigga in charge. Send us your part two of your wine hotel. Yes. But we have a new one this week, y'all. And D'Asia is going to lend her lovely voice to that. And I haven't read it. Lucky so I'm water. Just like y'all. We gonna listen together.
I like to skim the first part and then just make sure I save it. But I didn't read it. And then sometimes, even if I did read it, depending on when you sent it and when we recorded, I put it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this wine hotel, the subject of the email said Tales of Tequila.
Hey.
So we did just mention Patron.
Yeah.
Greetings, my wonderful wine friends. And pause for a second. I love that niggas be calling us their wine friends.
Yes. Hey.
Hey, boo. Hey. Okay. It's not that many times I've been drunk off my ass, and they use dollar signs in place of the S's, aww, so I think they're serious. So I really had to think back, way back. I recall a wonderful time I went on a cruise with my family, a girl cruise. We're in Texas, so the quickest cruise is going to Cozumel, Mexico. Tone low voice. I don't know how to do tone low voice. Let's do it. How you do Tone Loc voice? Ain't that the nigga from
I said, wow, thing.
Didn't he do Baby Kids or something?
Yes, he was the voice of that bad baby. We don't die.
Bad baby. Multiply. Yeah. See, look, y'all, I don't be knowing movies, but I be knowing random shit.
Is he still with us? We need to find that out.
Is he still with us? Oh, my God. We need to ask Brandon or one of them over at Where's My 40 Acres. They be knowing. So, cruising always means excursions, and the best bet was touring a tequila distillery. It was about $25, and hey, free tequila shots. We were greeted right off the tour bus to flourishing plants and a nice sun-kissed Mexican man, Alejandro. Okay.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Alejandro. He took us in, and I nerded out learning about the agave plant, watching the process, and happy folks busily working. Alejandro steers us over to the tasting room, and his melodic Spanish/English dialect says, "True tequila is to be sipped. It is to be savored. Ooh. This is love."
Ooh, okay.
Okay, Alejandro. My favorite part was when he said, "Who wants a drink? We have Blanca, coffee, strawberry, coconut, tequila." Hold up. That's all one word? All one? I guess so. "We have Blanca, coffee, strawberry, coconut, tequila. This tequila is so smooth. It wasn't like any tequila I had ever had." Alejandro poured and poured and then started getting handsy.
Oh, no.
Come on, Alejandro.
You have one job.
One job, pour the tequila, beloved. My family members dropped out after the second pour. It was just me and Alejandro. He poured and I kept on drinking. We toasted each other and then we kissed. And he at work.
Oh!
I tried another flavor and then I gave another hug and pecked on. I don't know if she gave him the hug or he hugged him. But it was another hug and a peck on the cheek. We took pictures, and I really don't remember a whole lot from that excursion. We were holding hands as he poured for other folks.
Nigga.
Y'all went together. We were holding hands as he poured for other folks, but I hung on tight until it was time to go. Now, I'm not really sure, but after looking at the pictures, I think I may have gotten married to Alejandro. I'm not fluent in Spanish, but I wouldn't be shocked if I'm semi-common law married. I miss you, Al, and I need some more strawberry tequila, boo. I didn't realize at the beginning, she said you can use her name. So this is our friend, the listener of the show, the Vixen1 on Instagram and on Twitter, Veggie_Vixen. Oh, she put the picture. This is why I like not paying attention. She put the picture of her kissing Alejandro.
Hey.
Oh, Alejandro kissing her.
Hey.
They do look like they in love.
You smiling awful big, girl. Okay.
She's smiling big. She is smiling big. Oh, and it's the bottom.
Man, he got his eyes closed, too. He feeling
his
it.
His eyes is closed. This is one. Hold up. This is Micredo. This one. The coffee-flavored tequila is what had everybody happy. Oh, so this one of the tequilas they tasted. Oh, I never seen tequila look like that. Now, this got me interested in this tequila, though. Alejandro do look like he cute. He needs some facial hair, though. Y'all know I like a bad with facial hair.
Stop it.
Oh, if y'all go follow homegirl, these pictures is on her Instagram. She screenshot the pictures from her, straight from her Instagram page.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Girl, you had a dog. One. I ain't even she mad, girl.
I'm not even mad. This sounds like a good trip.
Okay, you need to go back to Cozumel and see what Alejandro's still there.
Hopefully, do you got a boo now? Did he know that you married to Alejandro?
Okay.
Do Alejandro know you cheating on him?
Did y'all get divorced first or did you get it annulled? We need to know.
Whole time Alejandro had a family. That's what
Man.
And Cozumel. Now I need to go to Cozumel. I want to recreate this.
Girl, all I'm saying is, yes, the tequila in Mexico is something to experience. It's definitely different from here. I got to experience this. Speaking of almond, I had an almond-flavored tequila when I was there. And I also had, like, a creme de tequila. Oh, it was so good.
Ew.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you stuff that you can't even get in the United States. You have to go to Mexico to get it. Their stuff is.
Gotta go to Mexico.
I'm supposed to be going to Mexico in September.
I know
it's
gonna be a minute. I'm going to be big. I'm taking my little time, but I'm going to be big traveling. I've been looking at my little outline for my little financial plan. And baby, when these loans and little stuff is paid off, I'm like, I gotta be patient while I'm paying down credit cards and shit. But when it's done, y'all gonna be looking for me, and I won't be here.
Look for me, hey. Like Tupac said.
Y'all know one of my goals is to make sure I got all my shit paid off by the time my niece and nephew big enough to go to Disney. Cause I was like, I can't be out here slipping and broke, and can't take my babies to Disney World.
Yeah, shit, I ain't going to Disney World. They ain't getting my money. It's expensive enough to go to just Disneyland.
Right.
No, I'm good.
But listen, I just want to be the auntie See, that's why you get to be the auntie. You get to save up for the random trips and take them away from their parents.
Yeah, y'all have fun with that. God bless all y'all who make the decision to go down there to the world of Disney. Because being in California and having grown up going to Disneyland all the time, like, I wouldn't even want to go. Because, like,
right.
I've seen it. For more.
No, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. But even if it's not Disney specifically, I was like, I can't be out here broke, and I can't be the auntie that's like, oh, y'all all to school for summer. I need to be the auntie that be like, all right, y'all can come hang out with me for a couple days or a week, depending on how big they is. I was like, we need to be out here. We need these disposable funds. Oh, the circus or whatever the fuck, some crazy shit is in town. Come on, kids. And just enjoy us home.
Yes. Please send them home.
Oh, you ain't got to worry. They getting the fuck out of here.
Yep. But again,
I got my wine. Probably good. This is cute.
It's good. It's good.
I've been drinking Maker's Mark and organic apple juice while we've been recording.
Oh, my God. I'm teetotaling today. I'm sober, y'all. I'm sick. I need to make a hot toddy. That's what I'm going to do when we're done recording. Before I got to edit this bitch. But, yep.
You gonna edit tonight? Oh, look, this is not on the air talk, but who cares? Y'all love us.
I'm gonna edit it out anyway, so don't worry about that. But yeah, that was our wine hotel for this week. Thank you so much. And if you want to, you, the listener, yes, you, the one listening in the headphones or in your office, wherever you at, you, if you want to send us a wine hotel, visit us at badandboozypodcast.com, and there is a contact us link. You could type your wine hotel there, or you could email us at badandboozypodcast@gmail.com. You could also call us using our line, and we have that posted on our website as well as on the Facebook. So give us a call and leave us a voicemail. We'll gladly play it on the show.
This part of this show has been brought to you by Food Before Love. Food Before Love is a platform that celebrates food in all its many forms in cities across the globe. Visit our website, www.badandboozypod.com, select menu, and click Food Before Love. Check out their selection of pins, clutches, coin purses, and other accessories. Cop a few things for your next brunch, wine date, or a trip to a festival to support the podcast. Food Before Love, because food is a love language.
Enough of all that. It used to be my favorite. But when we had guests, I kind of swayed with the guests, so I wasn't picking right. I needed to just be in my zone.
Are you throwing out guests under the bus?
I mean, I was good the whole time. We didn't have none.
I did not make that correlation to you just now said it, you're right. Your answers did change. You did start losing when we had guests on the show.
Yep, and then we didn't have a guest last week, and guess what? A nigga got it right, so... I'm just saying, shout out to our guests, but I ain't going with y'all no more. Y'all need to vote with me, okay? Vote with confidence over here. Ride the Maverick. Oh, God. Good, yeah, man. I know I played too much, but you know what? It's my favorite part of the show. It's Wine Host Trivia. You got a good question for us this week?
I believe I do.
I believe you got a question. Oh, damn.
This is a wild card question. It's a true or false. Ooh. French wine, true or false? French wine regulations require winemakers to age wine in French oak barrels.
Require?
The French wine regulations require winemakers to age wine in French oak barrels.
I know I saw something this week or was listening to that other podcast. When they mentioned that Swirl Sweet, or the one that was living over in France, mentioned how they were actually using barrels that weren't French, and they like broke into the wineries and like dumped out all the wine.
I don't know if I'm caught up on that specific one, but that sounds about right. So, I mean, that as far as the show.
I'm gonna say
y'all check out that show, y'all. I like
it. Yeah, we like the Swirl Suite. We fucks with them. So if y'all like us, go ahead and listen to the Swirl Suite. You know, there's plenty of love amongst podcasters, and if we have different perspectives, so definitely go ahead and check them out. But I'm gonna say the word requires is what's throwing me off, because it's like, okay, you require. So is that across the board for everybody? It's mandatory? Or is it if it's considered, if you want it labeled a certain way, is it a requirement? I'm just going to go ahead and say true. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm not tripping. Motherfucker.
So it's false, but I definitely see where you're coming from. So while French require many things as far as the specific grape selection, refraining from adding acid to wines, etc., they do not require winemakers to use the French oak barrels. So I didn't know this one either. I probably would have said true, because it seemed like everything else we read, the French are very strict on like
super
specific.
Yeah.
But the actual barrel that is Asian, it doesn't have to be. Now they may have some, I don't know, because this card doesn't tell me more. We probably could look it up eventually. They may require some kind of specification for the barrels, but it does not have to be specific French oak barrels.
Okay, because I was trying to think, like, do they even
That's the only thing that kind of gave it away to say aging in French oak barrels. It seemed like it would be like maybe something about the barrel, but like, I don't know about French oak. But that was false. And that is definitely, don't worry, y'all, we're going to get to all these topics, because we're going to be talking about the regions and the barrels and more about the processes and shit.
Aging, darling.
Yeah, like breaking down the processes and stuff. I listened to the Swirl Suite or something else, and they were just kind of nerding out for a second on just like the soil. In the climate.
The terra firma.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm here for all that. And the more acquainted, it's so funny because the more acquainted we get, and the more it's like, oh, I can taste it. Like, this was okay. Like, yeah, you get more. It's getting more familiar.
I'm with the shits. You know what? I was wrong. It's all good. I don't care.
We learn it.
We learn it.
That's if I that trivia.
We learn it. I'm more upset when I really think I know it and I miss it. So
Yeah. When you like not sure and you like, all right, I'm a guess. But when you like so on it, like, damn. Harry.
Yeah. But you know what that brings us to, y'all? Brings us to the end of this here show. So, you know what? We got some church announcements, or as we like to call this part, is where we settle the tab, y'all. So, anxious.
In my brain, because we talk about the breakup ones, I'm thinking of, who sang that song?
Why do we want to break up? Love me. That's Mario.
I can't remember which one of them little niggas it was.
Isn't Gucci Mane on that song, too?
Gucci Mane is on it. In my mind, I was thinking Ray J, but I was like, it ain't Ray J. It's Mario.
Oh, Mario.
I don't get
okay. That's Sean Garrett, too. That's a good song. But yeah, man. So settle the tab. We already mentioned our website, badandboozypodcast.com. Our voicemail, it's on the website. But if you want to call us, you too lazy to pull it up, you just want to write it down, hurry up, because I'm going to say it fast. 818-639-2443. We also have...
I think I need to pause and just save us in your phone.
Yeah, just save us in your phone. For future
reference, because you might want to call, like, randomly.
Add us out of contact.
Yeah, this is a concept, because you're going to be thinking, because I'm pretty sure y'all have been out there drinking some wine or some shit or doing some shit and y'all wanted to tell us, but y'all forgot.
Hey, call us when y'all in the grocery store too, picking out wine.
Just call us. Yeah.
Call us.
I'm here for all that.
Ooh, when you need us.
If you had a random thought or something wine related, we here for all of that.
Yes, we're here for that. We also have our Teespring, where we have a wonderful wide variety of t-shirts, mugs, and tote bags, and the summer comes soon, so if you want to pair it with your food before love pins, go ahead and put them on your bags. I recommend it, because y'all gonna be out shopping and bopping and going to your little things or whatever, and you want to look cute, so go ahead and like pair it shop together. Yeah, man. We are part of CSPN Media. Shout out to Classic for being the head Negro in charge. So we are a part of a... Well, let me see. How did he call it? He is the Thanos to our podcast conglomerate.
Oh, yeah, that's
so,
what he called it.
You can...
That's some respect on my birthday. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Same here. So if you like us and you want to find more podcasts that are similar to us, or more want to explore more podcasts, and you want, or you're just new to the podcast game and you want to find listen to a few more, check out the other podcasts that are on our network. We are surrounded with incredible talent, so check the other ones out as well. There's another beer podcast. There's Beer It Is, you know, if you like beer, which I do not really, but you know, I like them sours though.
So, yeah, shout out to you liking the sours.
Yep. So if you want to learn more about beer, the making process, and you know, hear from
he does like real like interviews.
Yeah.
Like
with people that really
like,
make
oh,
the beer.
They sound real professional.
Yeah.
Like
So shout out to Tobias Wilborn. Check him out if you like wrestling. WrestleMania is today. We're recording on. Isn't it WrestleMania?
Yeah, my brother, speaking of that, my brother, he learned more about podcasts because of us, and then he's like, yeah, don't y'all got a wrestling podcast on y'all thing? So now my brother probably, I knew he liked wrestling, but now he'll probably start listening to WrestleCast.
Oh, yeah. Yep, so y'all like wrestling, go ahead and check out the WrestleCast. Oh, Jesus.
Do you know a black person that say wrestle and not wrestle?
Yeah, I say wrestle.
I'm like, it sounds so weird coming out of my mouth the right way.
Oh, hush.
It's like wrestling.
Whatever. Also, in addition to us being part of CSPN Media, we have a Patreon. So there is exclusive content from not only us, but the other podcasts on the network. And if you want to find, hear our amazing interview with our head honcho, that's on the Patreon. And you know what? You can donate as little as $1 a month. Who don't have a dollar to spare? I mean, everybody got a dollar. You drop a dollar in coins every month. So you might as well go ahead and put some respect on the Patreon and support us and support the other podcasts on the network. As far as social media is concerned, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Delectable, all under the same usernames. Myself, you can find me at Fab Fresh and Fly. D, where can they find you?
You can find me at Brains in Buns. And I have added a few more wines and beers onto my Delectable, so y'all need to hop on over there. Some of the other little pros been commenting and liking my stuff, so go ahead and follow us over on Delectable.
Yep, do yourself a solid and follow both of us. And you know what? We follow back and we do repost your reviews as well if we like them. So
yeah, it's fun when they share and let us know, especially our wine number one. You know, nerd emperor, Loki. AKA Loki.
Hey, so
he been out here drinking all the beers and sours and shit and letting us know what's been popping and what's been not popping. So that's been fun.
Yeah. And then where you can find the podcast. So let's say you want to refer it to someone and you don't, and they have an iPhone and you have an Android or vice versa. You can find us at iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Pretty much basically everywhere where you can find your fine podcasts, you can find us. What else?
Did we want to, it's not necessarily something to say, but did we want to briefly discuss the wine brackets before we close
out? Yes, yes. let me check and see where we're at in the minutes. Yes, okay. We're good. So, if y'all have been following us for more than a month, you will know that we have been hosting Wine Madness. We started with 16 wines. We started with a Sweet 16, went to the Elite 8, the Final 4, then we had the Top 2, and there was one champion that was crowned. The champion is Cabernet Sauvignon. I am appalled. I am upset. I am disappointed because I wasn't here for that. I was rooting for Riesling to go, and Riesling got knocked out fairly early. Y'all disappointed me, y'all. Like, how was the final Cabernet Sauvignon and Sauvignon Blanc? That was the finals.
I was particularly as well. I was not disappointed with the red wine half of the bracket, but I was disappointed with the white wine.
Man, y'all really was almost let Chardonnay fly into the finals. Y'all
almost let Chardonnay fly into the finals, and I would have had to throw the whole bracket out if y'all would have did that.
Lord, I know my bracket was busted because I had Riesling going further, and I had man, what had happened? All you so-called sweet wine drinkers, where was y'all at?
And like Riesling, I just don't even understand. I really don't even understand how did y'all let Chardonnay beat Riesling?
For real, like vote.
I would not even have been mad. I mean, I still would have took Riesling probably. Well, no, if it was my personal preference, even though I know the masses wasn't going to take Chenin Blanc all the way. But my personal preference, like, even if you took Riesling and, like, it ended up against Sauvignon Blanc and then Sauvignon Blanc won, I wouldn't necessarily be mad. But y'all let Riesling lose to Chardonnay?
For real.
I'm appalled.
Disgusted. Seriously. Because the first bracket, or the first ones to get out the bracket, was Chardonnay beat Moscato, which was no surprise there. Riesling beat Pinot Grigio.
Even I would Chardonnay.
I know, right? Sauvignon Blanc beat Beyonce.
Beyonce.
And Chenin Blanc beat Gewurztraminer. I think basically because y'all couldn't pronounce it, y'all didn't vote for it, because Gewurztraminer is pretty good.
It's really good. I wouldn't have been mad with either one of them advancing.
Yeah. And then on the red side of the first round, it was Cabernet Sauvignon beat Merlot mightily. Zinfandel beat Shiraz. Pinot Noir beat Tempranillo. And Malbec, surprisingly, beat Sangiovese. I didn't see Malbec making it out the first round. That surprised me.
If it was my bracket, it would have been busted because now that I've tasted different ones, I do like a Malbec, but now that I've learned about that Sangiovese, I'd have definitely took that one over there. But I wouldn't have been mad at either one of those.
Yep. And then in round two, Cabernet Sauvignon defeated Zinfandel. I was a little bit hurt because Zin's like a new fave of mine. Even though I like Cab, I got good feelings for that that gnarly head of Zin. I was feeling it.
That one, I feel you on that one, cause I too love a good Zinfandel, but that part of me that's still Cab was like, no, it's not, I can't. Yep. Cab, I'm gonna make Cab be everything, right? In my bracket.
And this is where y'all let me down for real. Y'all let Malbec beat Pinot Noir. How? And what got?
How, beloved?
Like, what? In what world? And y'all don't even drink Malbec like that. Y'all
don't. Now, if Sangiovese had made it against Pinot Noir, I wouldn't have been mad at Sangiovese beating. But I think it's another situation, kind of like the Gewurztraminer.
Yeah.
Some of you niggas don't even know what the Sangiovese is. So that means y'all haven't been paying attention. Right. And we discovered it, and we like it.
Yeah, we like it.
Get your wink box and put one in there.
Okay. And then on the white side, you had Sauvignon Blanc beat Chenin Blanc. And I'm not mad at that at all. I could see that. But this is where y'all let me down. Like, I wanted to throw the whole wine madness
this
away.
This is the most disappointing part of the entire brand.
Yeah. Riesling being defeated by Chardonnay.
Why y'all... No. We're not drinking Chardonnay.
I wish I could slap every single one of y'all that voted for Chardonnay over Riesling. Like, with the backhand. A firm black dynamite. Just, yes. Across the face. How, Sway? How? Y'all like wine?
I don't understand. Y'all got to get step y'all white wine game up. It's
for real.
Better things out here.
Y'all say y'all wine drinkers and y'all like Chardonnay.
Y'all just heard Chardonnay before in y'all little rap music.
Right.
In your little song.
Right.
It's not that good, y'all. It's not.
It really ain't. It. No, man.
Now, don't be trying to find me the specific Chardonnay that's good. Because, of course, it might be one somewhere. Out of all the brands, it might be one that's all right, but as a collective, a record label, and a crew, Chardonnay is not good.
It's not, man. It's not. I don't like anything about it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But, yay. There's plenty of other white wines to drink. Why y'all chose Chardonnay, I don't know. But Chardonnay did lose to Sauvignon Blanc, thank God, because had it made to the finals, it would have been a problem.
If it would have made it to the finals, y'all might not have seen no championship game, y'all.
Yeah, y'all might have picked that over Cab, to be honest, the way that y'all was picking.
If y'all would have picked that over Cab, I'd have been like, unsubscribe. We need to start over.
Throw the whole podcast away. Throw the whole podcast. Ooh, but... Yep, in the end, there could only be one, and that one was Cabernet. Ooh, I'm looking at this. Somebody got a blueberry Moscato? Oh. I want to try that.
Is that like a popsicle or some shit?
No, it's actually wine. I'm with that. But yeah, man, Wine Madness was fun. It was fun seeing y'all argue, because y'all was really mad, like, when Moscato didn't make it.
No, but let the record show, though. Some of the people, and we got some new, hopefully it translated into a few new listeners, because at one point when the white wine bracket started, we started getting some replies on Twitter, and niggas was like, for real? Like, how did Chardonnay, like, so let the record show that some of the niggas was, like, mad, too. And I was like,
yeah.
Our listeners are somebody fucking our bracket up, y'all. Y'all got to come over here and help it.
Yeah, man. Somebody skewed it. They stuffed the ballot box.
I checked the mentions that day, and a bunch of people was like, what? How did Chardonnay win? So, that was fun.
Man.
The argument was...
I don't want to drink wine with y'all that drink Chardonnay. Huh?
Our girl Melly Mel was mad, called Merlot a basic bitch, because she was trying to...
I mean, she ain't lying, though.
No. Or did she? Oh, no, hold up. She called Cabernet the basic bitch because she was trying to figure out how it won. And I said, funny, I think the same thing about Merlot. Yeah. And I was like, well, what you wanted to win? She wanted the Malbec to win. But
what?
I'm like, she wanted the Malbec to win. I ain't never picking no Malbec. I mean, I like a little Malbec, but I haven't found one that was better than Cabernet. So,
Nope, not at all. But you know what? Thank y'all for our participating. It was fun. It was exciting to see who was going to make it. You know what? We going to have to do this again next year because I don't think y'all can't do this next year what you did this year.
Next year. And hopefully by next year, since we have expanded our palettes, we probably can go through the whole, like, what is normally?
64 teams. Girl.
We probably could do, like, 64 and maybe do, like, regions or something so we can have, like, four things and we can do better on like the seating and some shit.
Yeah,
like we want it. But this was a fun little start. Y'all let us know y'all was down.
I'm with the shits. But yeah, man, thank y'all for supporting. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Jesus. Thank y'all for supporting the podcast. Thank y'all for supporting us individually and collectively as a crew. Thank y'all for supporting the Wine Madness. We couldn't do it without y'all. Yeah, I think that's it.
It is.
Yeah, man. You know, this has been episode 22 of the Bad and Boozy Podcast, where the best wine
is the one you like.
Peace out, bitches.
Bye.